But right now, the nephew is in the building with another ignorant prank phone call. What do you have for us today, nephew?
Shirley, we're going to call the preacher's wife today.
Uh-oh.
The preacher's wife. I mean, it's time, Carla, that I just start delving into a little bit more.
It's time.
It's time.
What do you mean?
Go a little deeper.
You can't call the preacher's wife. Delving.
The preacher's wife. I'm not finna do this spelling bee because I know I ain't gonna win. The preacher's wife. Here it is.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Sister Angela. Sister Angela, please.
This is she.
How you doing? My name is Brother Clayton. I'm calling you from Greater Baptist Church. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Good to hear from you, brother.
Yeah, listen, I know that your husband, Reverend Jonathan, is actually one of the candidates that we may be choosing to be our pastor, since our past pastor has stepped down.
Yes. I'm very proud of my husband. I think he'll make a very good candidate, as a matter of fact.
Here at the church, we've been asking a lot of the deacons and assistant ministers here have been asking different questions, different things that they would be doing once they became pastor. You know, like your first 100 days, what would you try and change here at the church or try and make better, okay. So to speak? Yeah.
Did you need to speak to my husband? He's not here right now. Did you need to speak to him?
No, not right now. What we decided to do, Sister Angela, is actually call the wives and ask them a few questions.
Oh, okay. That's a little different. Sure.
And we don't want to take up too much of your time. You know, a lot of times, if a pastor is stressed at home, 9 times out of 10, he's likely to be stressed at the church. So I guess my biggest question to you is your husband stressed at home?
No, not that I know of. He eats regularly. He's on a good diet. You know, he goes to the doctor regularly, gets his physical, pretty good at home. I don't have a reason to believe that he's stressed. He certainly hasn't brought anything to my attention.
Okay, I don't think you follow me, Sister Angela. What I'm saying is he stressed behind closed doors? Is he stressed in that fashion?
I'm not too sure I follow you. You say behind closed doors. What exactly did you mean by that?
Is he stressed in y'all's relations? Is he stressed?
Are you asking me about my personal business, brother?
Well, what I'm saying is if he's stressed at home, he'll be stressed at the church. And if he's stressed at the church, then the members are stressed. Then the congregation is stressed. So the stress starts with you.
Excuse me?
If you are making sure that he's all right at home, he's going to be all right at the church.
I'm sorry, brother. What was your name?
Brother Clayton.
Brother Clayton. I appreciate you conducting whatever interviews you guys need to conduct with the candidates' wives. I do think that's pretty much personal territory, and I really don't want to answer those kind of questions.
It's not personal, Sister Angela, when there's so many other people involved. See, that's why I'm asking you the question, is your man stressed behind?
Brother Clayton, I could assure you that my husband is not stressed at home, if I get your drift.
Okay.
He is not stressed behind closed doors, brother. And I would appreciate you if you don't call with these kind of questions. Are you asking other candidates why these kind of questions?
Well, I was the one dedicated to call to give you a call, and that's the question that I decided to come up with, because I want to know if a man is going to be stressed, because if he's going to have tension at the church, then the congregation is going to have tension, the church is going to have tension, and the church cannot
brother
move
Clayton,
forward in the direction on which
brother
we're
Clayton.
Going.
My husband and I have been married 25 years, and they've been 25 good years, if you get my drift, okay?
He is
not stressed at home. And whatever goes on at home, my husband has sense enough not to take it to the church. That is not something he's going to do. So you don't have to worry about anybody else being stressed at the congregation, in the pulpit, nowhere, okay?
We have
our stuff together at home, and I appreciate it if you don't ask me those kind of questions. Now, you can find something else to ask me.
But sometimes a woman does not realize that her husband is stressed. You understand? There's a possible way that you don't know that he's stressed.
Brother,
so how can you get...
Let me get your phone. As a matter of fact, let me get your full name. What's your first name?
Let's just go with Brother Clayton right now. Could you please answer this question? How can you guarantee that he is fully not stressed?
Brother Clayton? Oh, let me call on the Lord real quick. Hold on. Brother Clayton, I'm an honorable woman. I'm a woman who stands by my man, okay? But you are asking me some questions that's very personal, very private, very confidential. You are asking me questions that are a question of the sanctity of my marriage, okay? My husband is not stressed. And if I need to be real clear, I don't send him away from my home stressed, okay?
How do you not?
I know.
But what are you doing to make sure that it's less stressful?
Brother Clayton, I'm about to end this phone call, okay? Now, if you...
No, we're not going to end this phone call until that we know. I need to know that Reverend Jonathan is not stressed at home. They assigned me to talk to you, and that's so what I'm going to do, and I'm going to leave.
Okay, he is not stressed. I don't know who told you that. The man is not stressed. Is he acting stressed around you? He's not acting stressed at home.
I bet you he's stressed because you're stressing me right now. Now, we're both stressed out. How can we understand that that man is not stressed?
That's the end of this conversation. Do you understand me? Give me your full name right now.
Give me some intimate details, and then I'll give you my number.
You have crossed the line. You wait till my husband gets here. If this is going to cost him a candidacy, then so be it. We'll find another church. I'd have some choice words for you right now. Ooh, Brother Clayton.
I will give you my name right now. Do you have a pen?
Yes, I'm going to write it right now.
The letter N, N is in Nancy. E, P.
You're moving slow. What? I know how to spell now. Talk up faster.
N E P H E W.
What kind of name is that? Nephew. Your name is Nephew Clayton?
My name ain't Nephew Clayton. My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Reverend Jonathan.
Hold on. You said this is Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy.
Oh, my God.
From the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to kill it. Oh, Lord, I don't mean that. Oh, my God. Lord, y'all didn't stress me. Y'all didn't stress me this morning. I can't believe I let him get me. You know, I've heard these pranks before. My God. Tommy, I will tell you, if this was 25 years ago, brother, I... cussed up a storm. I'm so glad I'm a saved woman.
Well, listen. Can I ask you one more thing?
Yes.
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Your preacher's wife got to make sure that the preacher not stressed out at home. You're supposed to be relieving his stress at the house. Are you doing your first lady duties? You understand what I'm saying?
Is there a church you can even walk in?
I don't think so, Junior.
No, Junior. Uh-huh. No.
I go online, Junior.
Okay. That's safe.
I'm an online member.
Yeah. That's very safe, Tommy.
Yes. Gotta be online.
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, listen.